allow the Chieta to totally support you. Holy Spirit, we are so grateful this morning to be here, to be in communion with you.
Gently close your eyes.
And one another.
Feet flat on the floor. Spines nice and straight. And let's take.
You have told us to lean on you, Lord.
And out.
And I hear you when you say, lean on me, for I care about you. Let my strength support you.
And out.
My love carry you.
Deeply
I am here for you.
And,
let us affirm those words for all those that are going
through
with your rhythmic
right
breathing
now.
And let us acknowledge the lost
power
their homes
the
and some have
of
lost
the Holy
their
Spirit
lives.
Active in our lives.
They are calling
affairs,
out for help.
Our nation and our world.
And we decree our oneness
it helps
with this
to picture
powerful, we each
in your have been
mind
made in
the image of a hand of reaching
God.
Out to them.
You're all God's children.
Calming their souls
and
their hearts.
Kingdom.
Let's take
letting
them know
in.
That you are with them. Lean on me and I will help you through any pain. I will be your eyes when you feel you have to turn away. I'll be your ears when you cannot bear to hear what has to be said. I'll be your heart, always filled with courage and hope. I will be your bridge over troubled waters. Lean on me and trust in me. You know I'll be there through thick and thin. In the best of times and in the most challenging of times. I am your rock, your fortress, your everything. Lean on me and discover complete serenity. You are my child. I will never forsake you. We thank you for these words. Now I ask you to join me on that journey to the secret place of the Most High, our place of peace, joy, faith, and love. A place to go to at any moment. So join me now as I make my way to that threshold of the door. Before we enter in, remember that we must become empty. What have you been dragging around with you? Emotional, mental, and physical baggage that is not serving you? Let it go now. And we take a seat as we go in. We feel that presence, that spirit of life and love, and it flows over, around, and through us. And we settle in and be prepared to be filled to overflowing with the gifts of God. We open our hearts, we open our minds, and allow the divinity to flow in, the divine ideas, the divine order, the divine life. I invite you to take this time, these few moments, to pray and receive answers to your prayers and to be still. We do thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them, as you always do. We ask that you continue to guide us in this journey of life, and that we place our complete faith and trust in your leadership, and that we, as your children, would be good stewards of all that he's given to us, for all the blessings that we can receive and will continue to receive. We say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus, the Christ. And so it is. Amen.